I'm Farai Chidea, and this is News and Notes. All this week, we've been doing a multimedia series on high gas prices and their ripple effects. Now we've got News and Notes web producer Jeffrey Bennett to talk about our coverage online and the resources aimed at saving you money at the pump. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, Farai.
So for the last 3 days, we focused on fuel prices, causes and effects of these high prices. How have we been covering it on the web?
Well, earlier in the week, we focused on the consumer angle, you know, how people are adjusting to life now that gas costs around $4 a gallon nationally, and in California specifically, where it's even higher because of environmental standards, about 50 cents higher. So we took our video camera down to a local gas station and had people share their stories. And I had to tell you, I was blown away by some of them. We spoke with a lady who's on a fixed income, she's semi-retired, and said she had to go back to work every day just to keep pace with the rising gas prices and fuel prices. And she wasn't alone. We talked to another woman who was a mother of two who said her kids were homebound because she couldn't afford to take them out during the summer when they're off from school. So, you know, those stories are on the video on our blog and on the news section of AOL Black Voices.
Now, we've posted some resources online for folks. What's that?
Well, we've got all sorts of tips to save money and reduce the amount of money that people are spending on gas and how to save gas when you're actually driving. And we also dispel some of the fuel-saving myths, like filling up your car in the morning or turning off the air conditioner. And on the web at large, there's all sorts of widgets you can download, and you can find out the cheapest gas station near you based on your zip code, which I tend to use a lot. And there's also chat rooms and review sites where you can put in your car and then find out the kind of gas mileage you should be getting versus what you actually are getting.
So what can folks expect from us online coming up? Because we've had all sorts of excitement around here.
Yeah, well, today we're focused on this story from the AP about this unlikely mentoring relationship between T.I. and Andy Young. And we're also paying tribute to Thurgood Marshall. We, as we talked about earlier in the show, today would have been his 100th birthday. And we're linking to a YouTube clip billed as a lost interview between Marshall and Mike Wallace. And it starts out with Marshall talking about why he was had issues with the Democratic Party and their unwillingness to act on segregation. So here's some of that.
I think it's very important to keep my position clear on that, that when the Democratic Convention failed to do anything about the Southerners, they lost my support.
As far as you're concerned, it's been a plague on both your houses, both your parties, as far as an attitude toward race relations has
been concerned. I think that in Congress today, the only bipartisan action is against civil rights and Negroes' rights.
Very interesting. Mm. And looking out into the wider blogosphere, especially black-run blogs, what issues are coming up this week?
Well, it's all over the place. Black Informant is dissecting a recent New York Times article about how Obama supporters are sort of unofficially adopting his middle name in a show of support, his middle name being Hussein. The Field Negroes is talking about Joe Horn, the Texan who took the law to his own hands and basically shot and killed two burglars. And What About Our Daughters is focused on the 19-year-old Lavina Johnson, who died a suspicious death in Iraq. The military said it was a suicide, though evidence points to something other than that. So,
a lot going on.
Yeah, definitely.
All right. Thanks, Jeff.
Thank you.
Jeffrey Bennett is the web producer for News and Notes, and he joined me from our studios at NPR West.